escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know that smell that you used to smell in the French Quarter? Well, you don't really smell it anymore. Do you know why you don't smell that smell? A combination of puke and urine and drinks and, you know, beer and all kind of mixed drinks. You know why you don't smell that? Because Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste are taking care of the French Quarter. That's why you don't smell that. I can't tell you who I was with, but I had a meal last night. It was mainly about just a conversation about some things, but I did taste this new salmon dish they have at Felix's on the lakefront, this smoked salmon dish with really kind of a citrus base to it and sauce and sliced yellow squash and cherry tomatoes all sliced. Oh, I mean, it was really delicious. And red cabbage on top. It was absolutely delicious, and the fish was just so perfectly cooked. Anyway, so we get into a conversation about this dilemma that Mayor Cantrell has, who to select to continue to clean up the trash in the French Quarter. And it seems like Mayor Cantrell is leaning toward Troy Henry. Troy Henry doesn't have trucks. Troy Henry doesn't have any equipment to clean up the French Quarter. Troy Henry is a consultant, and Troy Henry is going to hire other people to do that. Sometimes things get lost in communication, and sometimes they, you know, say one thing, but then you've got a whole different party doing it. In fact, there may actually be a third party involved in this, because now there's Troy Henry, and then there's another group that he brought in, I think, to get extra consideration because it's a minority business, and minority businesses need a fair shot. I totally agree with that. So Troy Henry apparently is going to hire different people who do the job, and he doesn't even do the job. Sidney Torres does the job, and he's doing a great job. Sidney Torres is charging $250,000 a month less than Troy Henry is going to charge. For a city that's broke, why doesn't that matter? Why does Mayor LaToya Cantrell continue to push toward giving Troy Henry the contract? Now, I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and I don't know the answers to these. Is Troy Henry going to give LaToya Cantrell some kind of kickback? Is Troy Henry going to hire LaToya Cantrell once she's out of office? You know, if that happens, we're not going to know that until it's too late, until the decision has already been made and Troy Henry's gotten the contract. And we're talking about, you know, like $10 million. I think that's what the contract is. This is a lot of money, a lot of money. Sidney Torres also does the 100 block of Bourbon Street. He doesn't have to. The 100 block of Bourbon is not included. But the 100 block of Bourbon, not included in the contract, should be, and Sidney Torres is doing it anyway. The 100 block of Bourbon can be dark and very, very sketchy. It is the gateway to Bourbon Street for everybody on the in the hotels along Canal Street and the hotels that are deep into the CBD and into the Marigny. I'm not the Marigny, but into the warehouse district. So this is the gateway. This is the first thing you see when you enter Bourbon Street. And Sidney Torres is doing a great job cleaning it up. Sidney Torres spends extra money. I think he told me it costs $25,000 a month to put in this lemon citrus fragrance that he puts into the trucks that spray the street. Sidney Torres has management, has supervisors out there doing some of the work. Sidney Torres also has, and this is what I learned last night, they go around and literally with hand spray cans, sometimes they'll spray down a situation in the quarter. And the guy who I was talking to, is in the know, knows Sidney Torres, loves what's happening. He says there's only three people in the city that he knows of that want Troy Henry to have the contract. Number one, Troy Henry. Number two, Latoya Cantrell. And number three, Councilmember Oliver Thomas. Oliver Thomas is in bed with Cantrell. Not literally. She might still be with the booty guard. I don't know. I don't know who she's in bed with. I don't care. But Oliver Thomas in the upcoming election wants, and he's counting on Mayor Cantrell's endorsement. The way Mayor Cantrell has treated this city, the way Mayor Cantrell has treated the voters of this city, I don't see how that's going to help Oliver Thomas. In fact, I think it's going to hurt him. But this is what he's planning on getting. And this is what he's working toward. Because he's on her side when it comes to this and other things. Which he can be. There's nothing illegal about that. Now, the questions are about what Mayor Cantrell is going to get out of this. What is inspiring her to make a decision that financially does not make sense? And at the table last night, we're just in total awe of this indecisive attitude of Cantrell when it comes to making the decision that seems to be an obvious decision. The people who live in the quarter, who work in the quarter, they don't always agree with each other, but they agree with each other on this issue. They agree that the way the quarter is being taken care of right now is the way they want it taken care of in the future. And there is a totally unknown factor coming in. Say what you want, but it's an unknown factor. And the French Quarter is a very special animal. It is also a gem to this entire state, not just the city of New Orleans. The French Quarter is a gem to the state. So the questions are, what is Cantrell going to get out of this? And what is Troy Henry going to do for Mayor Cantrell to make her select a service that is costing $250,000 more every month for a city that's broke? I don't get it. It just doesn't make mathematical sense to me, and it didn't make mathematical sense to anybody sitting at the table last night during this interesting conversation. So we'll see what happens with that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.